On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, four senior Russian embassy officials have been expelled from the state. A sum of cash has been seized during a search operation conducted by the Criminal Assets Bureau in Donegal today. The Teachers Union of Ireland says all proposed continuous assessment plans for the leaving cert should be facilitated by the State Examinations Commission. And a man has been arrested and a number of searches carried out in Strabane in connection with an assault in the town last month. Kenny Harkin will be here a little later on with all the latest in sport. First in news, though, four senior Russian embassy officials have been expelled from the state. The Russian ambassador was summoned to the Department of Foreign Affairs earlier to inform him of the move. The government says it still believes diplomatic channels between Russia and Ireland should remain open. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin confirms some officials have been expelled.
And under the 1961 Vienna Convention, four senior officials of the Russian embassy have been asked to leave the state because their activities are not in accordance with the international standards of diplomatic behaviour.
Well, the Russian embassy in Ireland has described the move to expel officials as a groundless decision which can only deteriorate further Russian-Ireland relations. In a statement, it says those relations were already damaged by the Irish participation in what it calls illegitimate EU sanctions against Russia. It goes on to say the embassy proceeds on the assumption that such a step by the Irish side will not go unanswered. Meanwhile, there's hopes of significant progress in negotiations to end the war in Ukraine after Russia said it was scaling back some military operations. Two senior US officials have said Russia is beginning to withdraw some forces from around the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. But Moscow's top negotiator, Vladimir Zelensky, says this doesn't mean a ceasefire, and he thinks there's a long way to go before an overall agreement is reached. A sum of cash has been seized during a search operation conducted by the Criminal Assets Bureau in Donegal today. The operation was conducted by CAB officers supported by the Milford District Drug Unit and the Customs Dog Unit. Aidan Delaney has more.
The target of today's operation was referred to the Criminal Assets Bureau by a profiler attached to the Milford District. Today's operation involved the search of two locations and yielded details of a number of accounts in financial institutions. The investigation to date has resulted in the seizure of cash totaling €15,530. A further €36,000 in funds was identified in three financial institutions and was restrained during the course of this morning's operation. Today's CAB search was conducted in conjunction with Milford Gardaí and marks a significant development in an investigation targeting individuals involved in the sale and supply of controlled drugs in the Donegal area with direct links to a national organised crime group.
The Teachers Union of Ireland says all proposed continuous assessment plans for the leaving cert should be facilitated by the State Examinations Commission. Earlier, Minister Norma Foley announced 40% of a student's mark in all subjects will come from a continuous assessment component. Two new subjects have been added, while paper one for both Irish and English will now be examined at the end of fifth year. The new examination rules will come into effect for students who start fifth year in December of 2023. TUI General Secretary Michael Gillespie says the department needs to provide funding and resources to allow these changes to happen.
There's a lot of major changes being announced here over the next couple of years, and you can't just bring it in overnight. We're already starting from the biggest class sizes in Europe. You know, there's going to be a lot of second components of assessment. Where's the time to do this? We have a teacher supply crisis. And retention crisis. We don't have enough teachers in second level.
A man's been arrested and a number of searches carried out in Strabane in connection with an assault in the town last month. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Police have confirmed the arrest is linked to an incident at 20 past 7 on the evening of February 9th, in which a 19-year-old man was beaten with a baseball bat before being shot in the leg at his home in Spring Hill Park. This morning, they say detectives arrested a 36-year-old man under the Terrorism Act. He remains in custody, assisting officers with their inquiries. Police say not only did the victim sustain life-changing injuries, the gunmen also pointed a gun at an 11-year-old boy, a family member who was in the house with him. Police are urging anyone with information to contact them.
The Dáil this week will hear further calls on the Health Minister to visit Donegal and see firsthand the perfect storm being experienced at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says after meeting the INMO's industrial relations officer for the area, it's clear to him that the pressure on staff is worsening. Deputy McLaughlin says he'll be raising the matter with the Taoiseach in the Dáil Chamber.
We have a whole of health system crisis in Donegal. We have an inadequate NIDOC system. We need to strengthen our primary care. We don't have enough beds in our community hospitals, and all of this presents as the crisis at the emergency department. And my serious concern is that the paramedics in the ambulances, the nurses and doctors in the emergency department, and indeed throughout Letterkenny Hospital, are carrying the brunt of this crisis. It's impossible conditions that they're working in. I've been speaking to the INMO on Friday, who represent the nurses, and the stories that I've been told are absolutely harrowing. It is an impossible situation, and I'm again going to be raising this with the Taoiseach in the Dáil this week, appealing for the Minister for Health to get to Donegal and start to turn this around.
But a visit is all well and good. What's really needed is funding to follow that visit.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to be serious here. We need to get together the HSE, who run the community hospitals and the primary care system in Donegal. We need to get the SAILTA Hospital Group, who are responsible for Letterkenny University Hospital, all into the one room with the Minister for Health. And we need the resources. That means beds, nurses, doctors, the proper number of beds, nurses and doctors in our community hospitals and in Letterkenny University Hospital. It is just second-class citizenship for our patients up here and a second-class citizenship for our nurses and doctors. It has to stop.
Well, Irish hospitals and nursing homes cannot cope with the current surge in COVID cases, according to the INMO. 1,605 people are currently being treated with the virus in hospital, while 60% of nursing homes are dealing with a COVID outbreak. Director of Industrial Relations with the INMO, Tony Fitzpatrick, says the vaccine isn't stopping the transmission of the virus and a mask mandate should be reintroduced.
We have over 5,000 staff that are absent. You know, these are people that are double vaccinated and obviously have had the booster as well. So that's not enough. We need the government to come out very clearly today and say people must wear masks.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information on two assaults in recent days. A man was attacked at the town park on Thursday night while a woman was assaulted and an attempt made to steal her car in the Slievesnacht area on Saturday night. Gardaí Niall Maguire made this appeal for information during the community Gardaí slot on today's 9 till noon show.
On Saturday the 26th of March at approximately 9:15pm at Slievesnacht, Letterkenny, a lady had just parked her car at her home when she was approached by a group of male youths as they passed by. One of the youths then demanded that she hand over the car keys. The lady refused to hand over the keys and was subsequently and unfortunately assaulted by the male. She did not require medical treatment but was understandably very shaken by what had happened. The young ones took off on foot. The particular chap involved is described as being in his late teens, of slight build. He wore a top with the hood up, possibly grey in colour. He had a very slight, dark-coloured moustache and was approximately 5'5" or 5'6" tall. We appeal to anybody who is in the area and who believes that they may have seen this male or group of youths or who may have captured him or them on dash cam, please contact the Gards in Letterkenny 074-9167-100, or indeed for any of my appeals today, the Garda confidential line may be reached on 1-800-666-111.
An assault now in the Town Park area of Letterkenny.
Yeah, not far from Slievesnacht. I don't know, could they be connected or not, but a different date now. This happened on Thursday the 24th of March, similar time. At 8:50pm this time, A man was assaulted by a group of male youth, 67 approximately, at that location. This is the entrance to the town park. Mm-hmm. The man was punched to the ground and then received a number of punches when he was on the ground. He received injuries, but again, not life-threatening in nature. The group left the area on foot in the direction of the hospital car park.
In the UK, Downing Street's insisting Boris Johnson didn't mislead MPs when he told them no lockdown rules had been broken, despite police now handing out fines. At the moment, the British Prime Minister hasn't received one. 20 are being given out to people who went to parties at Whitehall during the pandemic. Matt Hancock, who was the UK Health Secretary for most of the pandemic, has refused to say if laws have been broken.
The real question is, where do we go from here? And the Prime Minister has apologised. He understands the anger and frustration that people feel about this issue.
A West Tyrone MLA is calling for a full public inquiry into the murder of Tyrone schoolgirl Arlene Arkinson. MLA Melissa McHugh was speaking after the airing of a documentary about the case last evening. Last year, an inquest found she had been murdered by child killer Robert Howard. Mr. McHugh says significant questions remain unanswered.
What I found really intriguing last night was when the police in England were investigating another murder, that on the basis of an 18-second phone call, they were able to identify the name Howard, and through their own systems, straight away, the very fact that he had a record, as long as your arm, in relation to child offences, sexual offences and so on, so that that on the basis of that they were able to attach Howard both to the murder in England and then to what has happened in the Castlederg area as well. Now those same systems were available to the likes of the RUC and that in the north of Ireland, so that if they had have conducted their research at the very outset at the time that Arlene went missing, it was quite obvious by that stage that Howard had a record. So all the more reason that whilst one knows that we can't bring Arlene back, that yet and all the Arkinson family totally deserve a public inquiry into how that whole investigation was conducted by the RUC at that time.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yes, it's time for sport. We say good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland will look to extend their unbeaten run to 8 matches tonight. Lithuania, they visit the FIFA Stadium for an international friendly. Changes are expected to the side that drew with Belgium, and one of those could start is Troy Parrott. Ireland assistant boss Keith Andrews is impressed with how the 20-year-old has been settling during his current loan at MK Dons.
They are invaluable experiences. Absolutely invaluable. And even at MK Dons during that spell where he was maybe a little bit out of the team, he pressed the reset button and just started to work hard. And I think he's got his rewards from that by his club manager. And from what we've seen this week, he's been really, really sharp. So there would be absolutely no qualms about Troy being involved tomorrow. We've got a lot of belief in him in terms of what he's capable of, and he's in a good place.
Kick-off tonight, 7:45. The Ireland women's under-17s hopes of qualifying for the European Championships ended with a 4-1 defeat to Iceland in Tala today. Jodie Loughery came off the bench in the second half, and Kerry Loughery was also part of that squad. Men's under-21s, they've resumed their European Championship qualifying campaign. Jim Crawford's side are in Borås to play Group F leaders Sweden. That game just started about 10 minutes ago. The Ireland under-17s, they completed their elite qualifying group this afternoon, finished 2-2 with Bulgaria and Portugal. And under-19s, they finished their qualifying campaign against Armenia at St George's Park. 7:30 is the kick-off time tonight. Elsewhere, two more European places in Friday's World Cup draw will be filled this evening. Poland, they face Sweden, and Portugal, they go up against surprise packages North Macedonia. And some big-name African sides are likely to be disappointed this evening as well, with Senegal, Egypt, Morocco, Nigeria, and Chris Hughton's Ghana all in playoff action. selection. There's a number of friendlies down for decision this evening as well. Northern Ireland, they're playing Hungary. England, they're up against the Ivory Coast. Austria, they host Scotland. And Wales, they play the Czech Republic. In other news, the chairman of the European Club Association says there is no potential for their proposed Super League to be resurrected. The breakaway competition collapsed within 72 hours last April after criticism from football authorities. But backers at Barcelona, Real Madrid and Juventus, they insist the project is not a failure and that the European game is in desperate need of reform. In Gaelic games, Waterford will be without Austin Gleeson for Saturday's Allianz Hurling League final with Cork. Gleeson was sent off in last weekend's semi-final win over Wexford, but after reviewing footage of the incident, Waterford management have decided against an appeal. In horse racing, there was a win for Luke McAteer today in Navan in the 3.25 guarantee and all bets win handicap. He had a winner there with Scott Lang at 13-2. The favourite female approach was third at 4-1. In rugby, Ireland assistant coach Niamh Briggs says the side will have learned from last weekend's Six Nations loss to Wales. They're away to France this Saturday in a game that few expect Ireland to win. Briggs believes playing in front of a crowd last weekend for the first time in 2 years had a big effect on the players.
They'll take a huge amount of learnings from that and understanding that a test rugby with a huge amount of support and noise, that things can seem more frantic than they really are. So that's definitely a learning for us in relation to managing the game. But I think the penalty count, the management of the game and trying to hold on to the ball for longer periods are probably just our focus points going into this weekend.
Elsewhere in rugby, as expected, Damien De'Alan is leaving Munster at the end of the season. The Springbok centre has quashed rumours he'll follow Johan van Graan to Bath by saying his next move will not be to another European club. Munster have already signed Malachy Fekitoa as De'Alan's replacement. And Connacht, they'll welcome Ireland internationals Mike Hansen and Finlay Beelam back to their side for Saturday's URC game away to Benetton. Both were rested for last week's defeat to Leinster. Bundy Aki won't return until the Heineken Champions Cup games with Leinster, but prop Dennis Buckley will miss this weekend's trip to Italy with a calf injury. In golf, Tiger Woods has added further fuel to speculation he'll play at the Masters next week. The five-time winner of the green jacket has arrived at Augusta National to play a practice round. Woods hasn't played competitively since suffering multiple serious injuries in a car crash 13 months ago. Finally, in snooker in the Tour Championship, it's taking place in Wales this week. Quarter-final action today. Mark Allen of Northern Ireland's really up against it. He's playing Neil Robertson. The first session today, it's Neil Robertson 7, Mark Allen 1. It's the first to 10, and that they start the second session at 7 o'clock this evening. That's your sports. Back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning briefly to news now. People out enjoying the good weather over the coming days are being urged to report any gorse fires to emergency services. A national orange level alert has been extended until Friday by the Department of Agriculture. The dry weather has seen a number of fires break out over the past week, including in Kerry, Galway, Carlow and Mayo. So far, no major blazes have been reported in Donegal, but Chief Fire Officer Joseph McTaggart says they have tackled a number of small fires.
We have been out at a number of small fires, and of course it's early in the wildfire season at this point in time, and the Department of the Agriculture, Food and the Marine have issued a number of warnings, two in the last week, one of which is current.
Now obviously the current orange warning is in the news, but just because an orange warning expires on Friday, that doesn't mean the need for care and the need for vigilance expires as well.
No, you're absolutely right, and I mean the reality is we are at a time of year now when the possibility of gorse fires does exist. And of course, what we would ask is that the members of the public do exercise caution so as to minimise the risk of these fires occurring, specifically in terms of control and source of ignition. Don't discard cigarettes, don't discard matches, make sure they're out. If you're putting out hot ashes, put them into a metal bin and cover them, and make sure they remain in the bin until they're cooled. And of course, people who live in areas that are prone to gorse fire, and this is a message that we have been giving out consistently during the gorse fire season over the last number of years, and that is that they should maintain the areas around their houses, their outbuildings and their oil tanks free of combustible materials, so that if there is a gorse fire in the area, the fire won't impinge on the buildings or the oil tanks.
Taking a look at the weather forecast, staying mostly dry for the rest of the day with good sunny spells and a few isolated showers. The showers will die away this evening and there will be clear spells and some mist or fog patches early in the night. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees. Closing headlines now. Four senior Russian embassy officials have been expelled from the state. A sum of cash has been seized during a search operation conducted by the Criminal Assets Bureau in Donegal today. And the Teachers Union of Ireland says all proposed continuous assessment plans for the Leaving Cert should be facilitated by the State Examinations Commission. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, the 29th of March. The death has taken place of Teresa Coskelly, Neil Riley, Thorndale Letterkenny and formerly of Lower Ardodonnell Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Thorndale in Letterkenny. The house is strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Jim McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place in London on the 8th of March of Christy Tinney, Hammersmith, London, and formerly of Graham Island, Castle Finn. Funeral Mass in St Augustine's Church, Hammersmith, at 12:15 on Friday afternoon, followed by interment immediately afterwards. The funeral can be viewed live on the parish webpage. The death has occurred of Father Patrick Duher, Columban Fathers, Dalgan Park, Navan, County Meath, and late of Gortaclare Road, Cleggan North, Dunamana, Strabane, and Peru Mission. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St Columban's Dalgan Park at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the community cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary McAteer, Nee McMenamin, White Hart, Rathmullen. Requiem Mass on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Donnie McGilloway, Roxtown, Urris, Clonmany. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the renal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Comiskey, funeral directors Clonmany, or any family member. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Liam O'Donnell, Rye, Manor Cunningham. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, at 6 o'clock this evening, going to his late residence, which is private to family and close friends. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, travelling via Manor Cunningham Main Street to St Columba's Church, Dromahol, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Hugh O'Donnell, Gortnasilla, Glendies. His remains will be reposing at his brother Patrick O'Donnell's home at Gortnasilla overnight. The house is private to family only, please. Removal tomorrow morning to St Connell's Church, Glendies, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. family flowers welcome, or donations in lieu of desire to St. Joseph's Patient Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Robert McCauley, Lenimore, Muff. Robert's remains are reposing at his nephew John and Pauline McCauley's residence at Carnamoyle in Muff. There will be a service at John and Pauline's home at 2 o'clock tomorrow, with burial afterwards in Culmore Parish Church. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Porter Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Margaret Strain, Ní Doherty, Gortnasky, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St. Mura's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Margaret's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The house is strictly private to family and close friends, with family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.